MLM Nation, episode 601.
Welcome to MLM Nation, a podcast of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, hosted by Simon Chan. He's built a team of over 200,000 and is now a full-time MLM coach and trainer. So if you're ready to level up your business, join us now. Let's do this.
Hey, MLM Nation, have you ever struggled with tracking your prospects or remembering when to follow up, or you forgot what you talked about? Imagine you had something cool that you can track. I finally found something. No, it's not a notebook. It's not a spreadsheet. In fact, I was very skeptical. I actually tested it out for a while, and I love it. You know why? Because it's simple and easy to use. Like, you're on the road, you're on the go, waiting for you to pick up your kids. It's just, you pull up your phone. It is so simple to use. And as a listener of ML Nation, you can try it out for free. So go check it out. It is at mlnation.com/mapping. mlnation.com/mapping. It will change your prospecting and make you way more organized. And it's a ton of fun and easy to use. Check it out. mlnation.com/mapping. Hey, MLM Nation, this is Simon Chan. I'm fired up to bring our special guest today. They're good friends of mine, a couple that I've had the privilege to have on MLM Nation Mastermind do coaching with me. Just proud of them, watching them grow from the first time we had them on the show and to the gluten-free Chinese dinner I had to now watching them rocket and hit the million-dollar club in their company. So anyway, Justin and Nicole, are you ready to make it happen?
We are ready to make it happen.
Awesome to be here with you again, Simon.
Yes, I love this couple. I still remember the first time I had her on the show. And then we met up in Brisbane, took me to gluten-free Chinese food. And since then, I've just watched them grow so much. So if you don't know who Nicole and Justin are, they experienced, before network marketing, they went through a really difficult time in their lives. And then one day, someone shared with them a health product that dramatically helped Justin's health get so much better. They decided to launch a network marketing business and all in, and was able to hit six figures in the first 12 months. Justin and Nicole, as I was mentioned, were featured in the first season of MLM Nation in episode 136, which seems like generations ago. But it's actually not a short time, only 4 years. But since then, I've seen them grow so much, and they expand their business globally now to over 10,000 worldwide and multiple six-figure earners. Anyway, Justin and Nicole, thank you for being on. I've given MLM Nation a brief intro, but take us to the background. When you were going through that tough time, what was a tough time? What happened?
Yeah, okay. So my background's 25 years in health and well-being, but the 20 years prior to being involved with our company and the network marketing industry, I was a jack of all trades. I studied a lot of different things because I was mainly a patient. You know, I had a lot of suffering, and then the last big crisis, the global financial crisis. At that point in time, I had a health food shop, natural therapies clinic, and which I thought was my dream business of providing healthcare to people, holistic healthcare to people. Well, the global financial crisis wiped that out. It actually forced the franchisor to go into administration, and then forced the closure of my shop and bankruptcy from that. So that was not fun, and I really got to learn that the challenges and the difficulties of traditional business, and as much as I loved what I was doing, I was working really hard. It wasn't conducive to a good family environment. I wasn't making any money, and the circumstances were I was forced out of that. So I now think that all that was a great blessing, and the stress of all of that brought on a health condition that I've been faced with, an underlying multisystemic bacterial infection, as well as an autoimmune disease that had been there for 20 years. And the stress of the bankruptcy and the failure of the business brought that on. And so a year and a half after that, in mid-2013, I was actually dying in bankruptcy. It was horrible.
It was a very, very dark time in our lives.
And yeah. There are a lot of days I didn't want to be here. I felt like an absolute failure. Like, I felt like a burden on society. I felt, you know, like a parasite. I really couldn't contribute. I didn't work for 2 years. I couldn't get out of bed to feed myself some days. I was that sick. I had a lot of neurological conditions and sensitivities and symptoms. I lost thermoregulation of parts of my body, and I you know, used to shake like I had Parkinson's, and I was like breaking things around the house. And
broke most of like the things I loved in the kitchen.
A lot of kitchen. The kitchen suffered, and everyone suffered. And I had major mental health from that, which was really hard to talk about for a long time because I'd never really experienced that. But major anxiety and paranoia and depression and things, and it all came from this health challenge that I had, this infection. And thankfully someone interrupted our day with a phone call, someone we trusted, and said, hey, have you heard about this? And we hadn't, and we used it, and ironically Nicole actually had a better result initially. Did you want to
I had a great, like, you know, was really attracted to this for the products, but like in this really dark time of our life, it was because I know a lot of people right now, Simon, are scared and they're anxious about what the future holds for them. So, you know, this too will pass is the message that I really want to give to people today. So while Justin was having that health challenge, it was a really dark time for both of us. My life consisted of getting up, preparing all of Justin's food, spending like 45 minutes preparing his juice, his food, and then going to work with clients, working more than what I usually would so that I could earn more money to cover the cost of his medical bills, and also having a husband that I was frightened he was going to end up in a wheelchair or something, like losing like serious function. And because of the neurological issues of what he was dealing with, he was really quite angry all the time. So our life was a really, really bad mess, right? In like 2013. But you know, we still had, even in the middle of this like very dark time, we had a vision of the life that we wanted to create. So we just held strong to that vision. I remember I would get in the car to drive down and do work with my corporate clients, and I would be, you know, just chant over and over, you know, it's not our life, and this isn't Justin, this is his challenge that he's having right now because of the behavioral change that he was experiencing. And I would just say that mantra to myself over and over, and that this too would pass. And it was so interesting at that time because we were going through this dark time, and you know, it is natural to kind of like go into a bit of like, this is so good, and have those repetitive negative thoughts at that time. And what I observed externally reflecting back in our life was that more things went wrong in our life because we were in this, you know, negative self-talk. So it wasn't just that Justin was ill. We had termites eat our house. We got a massive tax bill. It was, and I was aware enough to know that it was because of this pattern that we had, and we had to really work to get out of that. So that's just my message to people right now, is to be, it is hard, people are feeling anxious, but to be very aware of what's going on in your minds and to pull yourself up, because this too will pass.
How did you develop that awareness? Because I think someone had mentioned, one of my mentors told me, like, awareness is this, you know, key to success. If you have no awareness, then you're basically don't know what you don't know, right? How did you develop that awareness?
We both had done a lot of personal development. I've always been an avid reader, read a lot of books, like always looking at ways where, you know, I could be the best version of myself. And I think the more that you practice that, the more you read, you learn, there's a lot of free things out there that you can do this online, the more you become aware of that and are able to pull yourself up more quickly. But it is like a muscle, you know, you go to the gym one time, you're not going to come out with, like, you know, really ripped. Like,
you're not going to come out like Simon.
Yeah, not like Simon. That's right. After like one workout, right? But if you continually devote time to this every day, you will become better and better over time at pulling yourself out of when you do have things that are challenges that happen in your life. Because the fact is, we're all going to continue to experience challenges in our life, big and small. Like, that's just part of the life journey. But having that personal development and that mindset allows you to pull yourself out and turn yourself around and pick yourself up more quickly.
Yeah, my favorite quote is from Rose Kennedy, and she said that it's not the challenges that we face in life, it's how we deal with them that really matters. And I think that is something that we can always keep control over, no matter what's going on financially in our life, health-wise, unless you lose your mind, which I did for a little while. But as long as you can think and you can make choices, you can think for yourself, you can take control of how you're envisioning your future and who you choose to show up as. What kind of a person do you want to be in this world? and no one can take that away from you. So that's you've got to really own that power, that sovereign power, and that's how we can become great leaders and influence the world.
That's a great message, especially during this time. Like, we're recording this during this coronavirus, and you know, I think if you focus on what's happening, then sometimes you focus on what's happening, it's really difficult to get moving. But you focus like, hey, you can't control what's happened. What can I do today? Right?
Yeah.
Do you have a daily routine? Like, one of the things I do is every night I jot down my thoughts. I journal a lot. I found out that increases awareness. What do you do to help increase that self-awareness?
Well, we've changed it a lot, you know, because we have a small child, a toddler right now. So I used to, prior to becoming a mum, I had a very, you know, very regimented daily routine where I would get up and I would exercise and I would do, you know, some meditation and all of those things. But that's not really practical right now with a toddler. So we've reworked things so we can do some things as a family. So we have like daily mantras that we say to start the day off right, and we do them all together as a family as we have breakfast and things like that. And then, you know, when my daughter's at school, then I'll do my exercise and things like that after she goes to school. So that I've found the daily routine and the things I have to do, I've had to put more flexibility in there with a younger child at home. And then something I always do, you talked about journaling, Simon, is before I finish my workday, doesn't matter what time that is, like sometimes I'm finishing it at 2:30 to go and get my daughter from school. Sometimes it's at night after doing some calls or something for our team, is I go through and I look at everything that I've got on the next day. I make a note of that. I jot down in my diary what things I need to do, what I accomplished that day. And then I let it all go and I put it aside so that I can go and relax if I'm getting time to relax in the evening, or I can go to bed without having to worry or think about, or, you know, I have to do that because I've already taken care of all that. It's written down. And then when I'm ready to start the next day, I just go and pick that up. I have my list and I don't have to think about it. So
Yeah. That's
kind of my daily routine.
I'm much more in the flow with having child in the house, working from home full time. But to me, it's over the last few years, we've learned certain key things that we have to do on a regular basis in order to maintain balance. And they're things like, you know, being grounded, having some alone time, having some downtime, having some, you know, household time, having some family time, being organized with the business. For me, I love iCal. iCal is my boss, right? So I schedule it. If it's not on iCal, then it's a free choice time. I can choose what to do with my time. But I literally schedule in a lot of different things. So I'll schedule in time where I'm available for calls, where I'm available. I do regular mentoring and coaching and health coaching at different times during the week. And then there are other times, like on a Sunday, I pretty much don't look at my phone on a Sunday at all. And I'm lucky to on a Saturday. So there are times where we are deliberately making sure we tick the boxes in the things to have a balanced lifestyle. Mm. It used to be a lot more structured prior to a toddler. Now it is more flowing, but we've learned the value of having key activities throughout the day.
Yeah, I always joke, people talk about time freedom. Once you have a toddler, a kid, there's no time freedom. But you do get time flexibility. You get time flexibility. And you brought up an important thing that I know, you know, I do it and a lot of other people are successful do it. You schedule your time, right? You say your calendar is your boss. And that's really important, because if you don't schedule it in, it's very easy to get distracted and next thing the whole day is gone.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a saying, if it's not scheduled, it's not real.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Like, it's got to be. And you know, I know handwriting, there's a lot of science to show the neurology of like handwriting and writing your to-do lists and prioritizing that. And I still do that sometimes. I'm not nowhere near as disciplined as Nicole is. And she's an ex-project manager. She used to, you know, do amazing billion-dollar projects. Like, she's phenomenal in how she manages things like that. But I use calendar, the iCal, to do that the most. And I just like schedule my day, and it makes it real.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You talk about mantras. What are some mantras you do at breakfast?
So we do a series of ones, and they're actually from Gabrielle Bernstein's book, Super Attractor. And they start with things like, my body is rested and my mind is clear. I start my day with positive thoughts and energy. I'm relaxed, non-resistant and clear. So they're all these things, and you're saying them, and it's like there's power in saying the word, right? Not reading the words. So one of us will say them, and then the other one and Joy, who's our three-year-old, will repeat those. So we do them as a family over breakfast. We're getting her into this routine of having the mantras. Like, one of them is, I'm having fun today. Today is a great day. the universe supports my desires today. So it's about like setting that intention to create a day on your own terms. And we're really, we're instilling that into our daughter as well, you know, that she is in control of the trajectory of her day.
That's awesome. That's so good.
I'm really fascinated with, you know, like how much the unconscious and our subconscious drives our human behavior. And we have a limited amount of power on how to really change that every day. So particularly with a three-year-old, we feel really responsible about, we want her to be on the best course of, you know, the best direction in life with her subconscious. And so we don't just do the more the affirmations and the mantras and so forth, but we also do sleep talking. So when she's asleep, we'll say some things to her, and it's like a hypnosis process when she's asleep, and it's going deep into her subconscious as well. And we do those things for ourselves. We do guided meditations, and we'll often, you know, we have a great partnership. And if one of us feels like we need time out, we'll have time out. If one of us feels like, oh, you know, I can't get out of my own way, I need a coach right now, or I need someone to help me, we've got a bunch of people that we've found over the years that are really been critical to our success and are able to be objective and to guide us to see where we're blocked. And yeah, get back into the flow.
You know, the mantras you said, it was by Gabriel, who was it?
Bernstein. Bernstein, and her book is Super Attractor. So she's a best-selling, New York Times best-selling author. She's written a number of books, and that's her latest book.
And if you're listening, he's like, what does it have to do with success? And it's everything has to. I mean, I'll give you an example. I'll talk about positive self-talk. Last night, I forgot what I had doing last night, but I went to bed a little bit later. I did a coaching call for a client, right? Coaching call. And then I, you know, ended at 9. Normally, like, I'm walking dog and getting ready to go to bed at 9. Like when you have kids, you know, the 9 p.m. is like the, when you're single, the 2 a.m. But at 9 p.m., like, I'm so tired, right? I'm so, you know how it is, right?
I hear you there.
Right back then, like 9 p.m. is like when you're just getting started. 9 p.m. is like, oh, it's like the 2 a.m. So I went to bed. I slept only like 6 hours. I normally need 7 hours of sleep. I woke up and I was just like, I'm so tired. I can't wait to do a nap. And I was like, wait a second. Let's snap out of it. What would I teach people? Hey, I got great energy. I'm well rested. I'm ready to make it happen. Then I just start saying that. And within like, I did it maybe 2-3 times. And then immediately I felt more energy and I had a good morning. Productive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I still needed a nap, but I got like 3 good hours of productivity. I wasn't cranky towards the kids and stuff. So, and then if you're listening to this, like, what, you know, network marketing, we all know the biggest enemy is yourself. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't get rejection. And the reason I have Nicole and Justin share this is because this is, you know, we all go through problems. Like Nicole said, did she go through challenges? You know, she has a 3-year-old and we said, you know, she can walk in this interview any second, right? Who knows? But it's how you can't control, it's how you react. And these are the things I wanted them to share, the mantras, you know, the visualizations, all this routine, so that when they're going through, you know, they're going through as many no's as you do, you're listening out there, but they stay focused and they stay consistent.
Yeah. We talk about like, what, how do we do this? How do we be so successful in network marketing with no prior experience and coming out of such a dark place? We didn't have a big network when we started either.
Well, he hadn't been out for a couple of years.
I didn't work for 2 years. Like, I was really sick, and my old network was, we're not network marketers, you know, so we were quite isolated when we started this again. And but we both believe that because we did 20 odd years of personal development, we were always interested in a better life and learning how to do that. So we would invest in ourselves. And whether that's like a yoga class or a yoga workshop, or whether that's a personal development course, or, you know, going to see speakers, going to do workshops, we were always doing that, reading books, listening to CDs, and these days podcasts and stuff like that. Having that as a priority, to invest in yourself and make yourself the best asset, that to me is what counts the most. And to me, that's the gold that comes out of this industry as well, is who you become along the way. And that's what I now get the most benefit, the most reward out of working in this industry, is when I see a person go from A to B, and in that process they grow as a person and they become, you know, they may have been terrified to speak to 6 people, and now they can get on stage or do a video or do a Zoom, you know, to the public, where that would give them a panic attack, you know, initially. Or just seeing people become, you know, better at managing their finances, or having the courage to get a passport and go overseas, you know, do things that they wouldn't normally have done and become leaders. It's who you become in this industry that, to me, is the real goal. Yes, we've got to pay our bills. Yes, we've got to be healthy, and your health is your wealth. and time freedom and time flexibility, choice of what you do with your life is super key, being able to be more charitable and give back to the community. But as a leader in network marketing, how you impact people's lives and become an influencer for good, to me, that's, you know, we got the best job in the world.
There it is, the mic drop. You can end the show right there. That's all you need.
Yeah.
There it is. It's, you know, Jim Rohn said, don't make the million for the million, but for the person you become.
Yeah.
All right. And absolutely. Like the real satisfaction is not the money, I'm sure, at least for me, and I'm definitely for you guys, is like the reward's not the multiple six figures, it's the person you've become along the way and the people you've impacted. Now, because you can have a lot of money and still be miserable.
Absolutely.
Right.
In fact, most of the wealthiest people I've ever met have got major issues and are not fulfilled.
Could they not take time to enjoy who they become?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And for whatever reason, they've in a lot of traditional business, a lot of other ways of making a lot of money, they've had to focus on the mechanics of the business rather than the person they are.
Right. And also this applies to network marketing. A lot of people who are too, they sabotage themselves because they become too hard on themselves. So, for example, they start comparing, well, Justin Nicole, they made six figures in 12 months. I've been doing this for 6 years. I make only $500 a month. And like, and I'm a total, I must be a loser. It's not working, right? But it's that person who you're becoming, right? Maybe you didn't even, could even read and write. Maybe you never even picked up a book and you're making $500 a month. That's not bad.
That's awesome.
And you've never done any personal development.
You've never done any personal development. You just picked the book up, you know, last month and you're earning $500. That's really good. You cannot compare like Justin Nicole. They've been doing personal development for 20 something years.
Yeah.
Before they and made any money from that.
Yeah. And, you know, right now in the situation that we find ourselves in with coronavirus, a lot of people like are at home and now they're finding themselves homeschooling your kids. Like, you got to be kind and realistic to yourself. Yeah. If you're now responsible to homeschool your kids as well as run your business and work at home, you know, you're going to have to be realistic about the amount of time that you can put onto things each day, because you're going to have a lot more time taken up if you're with your children if they're suddenly being homeschooled at home. Like, that's just, you need to be realistic about this time and what it means.
Oh, there we go. We knew joy was coming in.
It's a three-year-old.
Yes, yes. But, you know, that's part of the benefits of working from home.
You know? It's an absolute blessing. You know, like, I've been a stay-at-home dad the whole time. It's been amazing. And, you know, like, the joy of children, of good children, when you have a good, healthy family life, it's just beautiful. You can't replace that, and you don't want to miss the early years.
Yeah.
You know, you want to miss the time with the kids. It's been, I'm so grateful for this industry providing us the ability to be stay-at-home parents.
And now in the background, you have your two other kids, your four dogs.
Four dogs, yeah.
That's awesome. All white or curly ones. Hey, what is your worst moment? This is my favorite quote. Your worst moment in network marketing that you maybe had second thoughts at, why is this worth it? But you didn't quit, and that's why you become the leaders you are.
Look, I think that the answer to that is different to the first interview we did with you years ago. For me, I think, you know, it used to be about missed opportunity and where I saw I was doing things. But now it's the worst moment is when I see myself not holding myself accountable. You know, when I see myself not being the potential I can be and letting myself and others down, you know, and that's kind of great, because then that becomes a game. If I'm not succeeding in my business, if my business is not growing, that's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to me. And so now it's always a reflection I see.
How do you bounce back from that? So you're like, oh, I didn't do anything today. I didn't do my best. How do you bounce back instead of like keep going and getting the pity party and like, you know, beating yourself up?
I think self-forgiveness is key. I think self-judgment is just a waste of time for you, for ourselves and everyone else. Like, putting ourselves down, that's not helping anyone. You got to learn to be your best friend and pick yourself up. And that's where I actually think personal development doesn't make you perfect. It just helps you get back on the horse when you fall off. It helps you keep in balance faster. And so, you know, I make mistakes all the time. I fail all the time. And failure is, now I see my perspective of failure is learning from it. And it's my choice as to how well, I learned from that, or if I want to keep making that mistake before I learn. So there are different things that I do and that we both do, and we teach our team that, you know, it's great to have a list of all the things that bring you joy. It's great to have a list of all the things that bring you happiness, and to remind yourself of that. And you taught me about the inspirational movie, my inspirational movie. And I flick through my PowerPoint with my groovy music playing. And it's got a list where I brainstorm of things that I desire, or things that inspire me, inspirational quotes, things that bring me happiness, pictures of memories that, like, really, you know, made an impact on my life. Gratitude is so powerful. Just practicing gratitude, it is just amazing. And yeah, it's a culmination of a lot of things. So now, for me, the more we do this, the more strategies we get.
Yeah. You know, you talked about everyone gets off, you know, everyone's forced off the horse. It's about, that's fine. It's how quickly you get back on the horse. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just be grateful there is a horse for you to get back on. Right? You're still alive to get back on. Like, you messed up, but we have this awesome profession. We are still alive. You have the energy. We have phones, you know. We all screw up, but it's how quickly you can get back.
Yeah.
And we all have challenges and challenging times. And when our mindset is challenged, like, I don't think there's an entrepreneur that doesn't have that, right? That doesn't have, it's where they question themselves and things. And I think something that's really important, like, there has been a real culture in entrepreneurism of, like, hustle, 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 right? Like, of, like, the 24/7 hustle.
Yeah.
And I think that is what can lead to that burnout and really question yourself even more. It's really important that you take some time in your life for those things that are important. I know, Simon, you play a lot of baseball with your kids and things like that. And it's you take that time where you recharge and re-energize away from your business. Like, business can be fun and exciting and energize you, but it's also really important you have those other things. And I think if you have that incorporated and scheduled in your life, you're much less likely to go into that dark place and that self-judgment, because you are filling your cup in different areas.
Like, yeah,
that's what I find.
Avoiding burnout through continually filling your cup. And that's been our experience. Is like, and it comes from a lot of ancient traditions. It comes from a lot of different areas of personal development. Is you've got to fill your own cup. And yes, to be really fulfilled and have great purpose in life, we need to give back and to be generous to others. But if our cup is not full, then focus on that. And then when the cup is overflowing, that's the abundance. That's the prosperity that we have the ability to give. If we're giving from a cup that's already empty, you know, that's going to lead to burnout. Yeah. So learning to self-nurture is really key. And then you can be a role model to others as to how to do that.
And it was like relearning for me, Simon. Like you said, what was the darkest time? So, like, when I, you know, became a mum, it was relearning how I had to do my daily life and do business as part of that, because suddenly you have the introduction of a baby and you know, that grows to be a smaller child and a toddler that takes up a lot of hours in your day that you used to spend doing other things, right? So it's this rebalancing and recalibration process for different phases of your life. So that was, you know, in a lot of ways, it was a really joyful time for me having our daughter, but it was a total relearning of that way, because I've always been type A, super driven, super focused, you know, like pretty crazy when I used to do my project management stuff. And I had to relearn my way of doing business.
You know, that brings up a memory. Like, I always remember when Joy's birthday, because you talk about investing in yourself. You've been the ML Nation mastermind, have done coaching with me, and you were at that implementation workshop that we did in Gold Coast that time. And then you were supposed to go, Nicole, but you couldn't because the baby was going to come, like, any day, any hour.
Hospital with me.
Yeah. I remember that. I think for go-getters, I mean, you got to work hard for good. Like you said, Justin, like, you don't touch your phone on Sunday, right? You got to fill your cup. It's like knowing that heart, and you talk about the grinding it out. Like, heart, at least is what I've learned, is like, and I think it's a curse if hard work's been pushed on you, right? It's like if you're a hard worker, this is actually, hard work can actually be a curse, because more working, hard working actually sometimes makes you worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? It frustrates you, and you don't get the results. It's like you have to work less. Like, and that's how I start taking naps. I realized, if I'm tired, there's no point in working. I'm just going to take a nap and work less, or play baseball. Like, I realize in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, I'm like mentally burned out. Let's just go play baseball. And when I come back, I'm refreshed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I grew up with a pretty hardworking family. Like my family, when they were young, they were pretty poor. They were in poverty, you know. And so I grew up. I remember. I think I had my first job at 6 years of age, you know. And I always worked pretty hard. But for 20 years, and that's my adult 20 years, I never got paid well for that. You know, it didn't matter how hard I worked, my pay wasn't that good.
No.
There's an element of working hard. Or in working intensely, like working with focus and laser focus and getting stuff done. Action is absolutely necessary for this. But there's the other side of the coin as well, which is like, which is self-nurturing and quiet, like quiet time, learning to be still. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
put them in the room where I had them. And just, sorry, just on that is there's research coming out of Finland. I think it's in Finland where they're changing to a 5-hour workday. Because they're finding that 5 hours is the optimal amount for really productive work. I know when I was a paramedic, more than 12 hours a day, your reaction time is similar to you, if you'd been drinking and you're actually over the limit for alcohol. So, you know, you can't be making life-threatening decisions with medication and drugs if you've been working for more than 12 hours. So, yeah, you know, then there's also the aspect of when you're in the flow, then I can work for more than 12 hours and still feel really great. But it's just getting that balance and being adaptable to where you're at. When I've got a runner in my business, someone who's running and really excited and getting heaps done, I'll run as hard as they will as well, but I will then schedule some time out and I'll coach them to make sure they schedule some time out.
Yeah. Hey, let's go back a little bit, backtrack. You talked about when you got started in network marketing, you didn't really, because you hadn't been working, Justin, you didn't really have a network. How did you meet people and to bring them into the business?
Yeah, so I love just going out and meeting people. So, you know, anywhere between networking groups to down at the supermarket, we started doing small group meetings like in homes and stuff like that. So we did a really good job of booking a meeting from a meeting. So every time we did do a meeting, we gained momentum. We'd usually book two meetings out of one meeting. And we did 2 to 4 meetings every week for 2 years. So one of those was a Zoom meeting. I was using Zoom back in 2012. But the other three were live meetings. And we had full-time jobs. So I had a 40-hour-a-week job at the medical clinic. Nikki had a 50-hour-a-week business transport infrastructure project management business, which is pretty very, very demanding. But we were so fired up by what this health product did for us and the vision of what we had for the life we could create through the business model. When we really realized, and we'd studied wealth creation with shares and property, and you know, we were entrepreneurs. We were self-employed for most of our adult life. But this business model is just, you just can't beat it. And it's not just you do it by yourself. You're not like lonely at the end of the day in the mansion on the hill. You get to bring a heap of cool people with you. The people we've met through the community and the network that we have now, they're treasured people. We love those people. Some of the godparents of our children. We didn't know them before we did this business. So one person would just lead to another. Mm-hmm. And that's if you can really connect with people and build a strong trusting relationship, become a trusted advisor of people, be of service to them. And like right now in the crisis, there's a whole bunch of people that, you know, their money is super tight. Maybe it's not the right time for them to sign up right now. You know, if they can, great, and get and start a different type of business from home, fantastic. But for some people, it's just like they're struggling to put food on the table. You can still be of service. You can still help them in many ways. I'm doing a consult on Saturday to teach people how to use Zoom. We've been helping local businesses go virtual that they would be shut. They like, and I'm talking about dance classes, dance studios, and music teachers, which traditionally have been an in-person business. People need to come to their premises to run. We're teaching them to go virtual, you know, talking to cafe owners and stuff about, hey, how about you do home delivery meals and things like that? Because people are, you know, in Queensland, Australia right now, people are not allowed to go and eat at the restaurant. So these restaurants are going to be gone. And I know how hard it was for me when I went through bankruptcy, when my business failed. We don't want that. We want to help keep them in the economy and keep these entrepreneurs, you know, having a good life. So just meet people, build strong relationships, become a trusted advisor, and give value to their life, whether it's your product, your business opportunity or not. You do that enough, people are automatically going to like respect you, want to know what you're up to. And of course, if you're in business sustainably, you've got to have a good value product and service and business opportunity. And that's just going to come naturally.
Awesome. Hey, it's all about giving. Giving, been sincerely giving, and what comes around goes around. You know, if you help enough people. Hey, switching topics. How important is consistency to success?
Yeah. It's everything. Consistency is everything. Like, you have to be consistent. So with, you know, with doing the things, contacting the people, following up, showing up, you have to show up consistently. So, you know, we showed up consistently every day for the first few years, and now we will have periods where we'll take a few weeks off, where we're like, tell everyone we're having a few weeks off. In our summer time in Australia, we're having a few weeks off and we're taking a break. But the rest of the time, you need to be consistent. And people, I think, you know, they're like, this isn't working for me. And it's like, well, what did you do? Oh, well, I did some stuff like one day this week, and then I did something 2 weeks ago. And it's like, that's never going to work. Like, it's just, it doesn't matter what kind of business that you're in, that's not going to work. You need to show up and be consistent, you know, at least 5 days a week with what you're doing.
Yeah, I think when you're first starting, even 6 days a week, but it's learning to adapt to a flexible lifestyle, because when you're successful in network marketing, that's what it's all about. It's a very flexible lifestyle. And but while you're still working, or you know, if you've got other obligations, you might be a full stay-at-home parent or something like that, it's learning to fit in not just the income-producing activities. They're critical. Learning to invite, presenting, following up, collecting a decision that's right for them, being of service, but also this personal development, personal investing, learning, listening to your podcast, Simon, listening, reading books, and developing yourself as a person to become a great leader. Absolutely critical, because if you stop doing that, your mindset gets off track. You start getting distracted with what's on social media or the latest hype on the news channel. And, you know, you're down a rabbit hole and you've lost a few months and your business has gone backwards. You've got to hold that vision of what you want and just be consistently working towards it. I've had some ups and downs. I've been consistent and I've not been consistent. And I've learned the hard way. Don't be inconsistent. It doesn't work. It's bad.
There you go. Great advice there.
What is up, MLM Nation? Isham Hipshire here, live in studio, ready to bring you this week's show ambassador, who is Beach PB. Sorry, my dyslexia's kicking. Beach PB, Beach Peanut Butter. Beach PB says, so valuable for MLM marketers. 5 stars. Simon does an awesome job interviewing a ton of people who have successfully built their MLM business. Not only do you get great actionable tips, but you get to learn what's worked and what didn't for other people and get actionable tips to make the needle move in your MLM business. Beach PB, that is awesome. Thank you so much for your time to leave us a review and an insightful one at that. You know, it's true. We say it over and over and over again. The more you consistently listen to this podcast, the more that nut you will just crack and you will just discover things about yourself and what other people are doing and how you can, as Beach PB said, move the needle in your MLM business. So shout out to you. You are this week's show ambassador, Beach PB. Let them hear it. Guys, if you want to be next week's show ambassador, simply leave us a rating and review. Every week, we will select one of you beautiful people, and boom, a star is born. I'm looking forward to reading your review to the world next time. Now back to Simon and the show.
Hey, all top performers, elite athletes, they have a one-on-one trainer, right? So whether you're an Olympic athlete or professional NBA basketball player, football player, soccer player, you have a one-on-one coach. And so if you want to take your business to the next level, you want someone to hold your hand, we have coaching slots available. You can go to check it out at mlnation.com/coach. Some of the things you get is you get to text me 24/7, ask me for questions. You can take screenshots of your conversations and send them over to me. And I will also, if I don't hear from you, I will kick your butt and ask you what is up with your business. And if you're struggling with consistency and need accountability, this is what you need will help you out. Unfortunately, there's limited spots. As an application, please apply. If the spots are open, I'll let you know. If it's not, you'll be on a waiting list. But it's worth checking out, especially if you need the consistency and the accountability. Go to mlnation.com/coaching. Hey, you've been awesome, you two. I love it. As we go towards the end of the show, some quick questions to pick your brain. And these can be quick one-liners.
Sure. Okay?
First one is, what is one of your favorite success quotes that motivates you?
It's not the problems in life that you face, but how you react to them, like, you know, what you do with them.
That really matters. That's from Rose Kennedy, and she raised a family of leaders. If it's to be, it's up to me.
What's one habit that's helped you become successful?
I would say that daily exercise is the thing that puts me in my peak performance for me.
Prioritizing your tasks. You know, Eat the Frog by Brian Tracy. Just how to prioritize the most important things in your day, get them done.
What's the best piece of advice you ever received?
Know your vision. Like, if you don't know where you're going, you're never going to get there. So you have to have a vision of what you want to create and then back that up with action. But without the vision, I don't think the action will lead you to where you where you're going to go. You're just going to be meandering.
Now, one of my living role models, living superheroes, she always says, leaders are readers.
Or listeners.
Or listeners, yeah. I love Audible. It's fantastic, you know. So, yeah, but just that constant stream of positive, educational, sparring information, you know, that changes your state.
What is your favorite prospecting tool? So say you have a qualified prospect. Do you do Zoom? Do you send a video? Do you tag them on a video in a group, Facebook group? What do you like to use?
Facebook groups and Messenger is what I like to use.
Yeah. I love the power of the Facebook groups. Amazing. But being a natural extrovert, I'd love to talk to people too. So I love a Zoom. If I can get, I really want to use some tools to get to a one-on-one conversation. And I prefer Zoom over a phone call any day because you can see your body language. It's a lot more authentic.
Do you have a favorite online resource like an Evernote or a favorite app on your phone that you could recommend?
I love Evernote for keeping all of my notes organized. I really love that.
Mine would be iCal. I have the attitude that my calendar is my boss. If my calendar says I'm supposed to be doing something, I better be doing it.
Maybe I need to start putting house chores in his iCal.
Done. Uh-oh, I'm sorry to get you in trouble. Yeah. There goes my free time.
There's a slot there.
Yeah. What's one or two books you could recommend to MLM Nation?
Okay, so I, you know, Super Attractor by Gabrielle Bernstein was one we recently did for our team book club. I think that is a great book to get into the vibration of like creating your life and attracting things towards you.
So a book I just finished, we do like a monthly book club. And so I recently did Mac 2 with the Hair on Fire.
Oh,
and
great one.
I thought that was just awesome. And it really brings in the wisdom of Think and Grow Rich and as a Man Thinketh, Earl Nightingale and Bob Proctor, We're Born Rich. So that Mac 2 with your Hair on Fire, to me, was a really inspiring book that brings in a lot of ancient wisdom.
Yeah, and especially about the visualization that we talked about, how you see yourself. Here's the last question, the million-dollar question. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
So imagine you had to start all over again and you knew no one. You didn't know each other. He had a contact list of zero. What's the first thing you do or the first place you go to build a network marketing business from scratch?
I would go to Facebook and LinkedIn, and I would like connect with people there. That's what I would do.
I know I should do that because they've got the most leverage.
You wouldn't do that.
But I love people. You know, I love connecting with people. So I can go to the shopping center. I go to a networking group. I love personal development courses and just finding groups of people that have a like mindset and are open-minded and want to have a better life.
Nicole, when you said Facebook, LinkedIn groups, what groups would you like to go to?
I join groups that are things that I'm interested in. So I love entrepreneurship and business. I'm in a lot of groups for that currently. I love cooking. So I would go to groups around that. And then, you know, kind of like parenting, holistic parenting, I would go into those kind of groups as well.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much. As we wrap up, any last words of advice? And what's the best way listeners can connect with you guys?
Okay, so you can connect with us through our websites, which is gojustinandnicole.com or on Facebook, You can connect with us, Nicole Dennis or Justin Phillips on Facebook are the best ways to connect with us. Parting words of advice. So at this time, you know, you might be listening to this podcast in this time that we find the world in quite a strange place. Use this time to create your vision for your future. Don't get stuck in the fear and create what you want your life to look like in 3 years' time, in 5 years' time, and write it down. Write down all of that vision. We have a process called Find the Why that makes you cry. So write all of that down and put it up where you can see it and read it every day and really start to tap into what you want your future to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd really agree with that. Get connected with your values, you know, at a time of crisis. Our success came out of the last crisis 8 years ago in the global financial crisis. That's when it hit Australia. 2012 is when that financial crisis really hit Australia. And it was through those hard times that we actually had to reassess, reevaluate. And what are our core values? What do we want? We want a good family life. We want to live in a good part of the world. We want to eat organic and, you know, be able to afford the things that we want to do in our life and provide our child with a great future. And so being super clear on what you want and seeing that vision and just keep learning that there is a way, there is a solution for every problem. So just keep searching until you find a solution and then take action, make it happen.
Hey, ML Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today you may hang with two superstars, Justin and Nicole. So keep up the momentum and go to MLNation.com, click on the podcast tab, and you look at Justin and Nicole, the show notes and all the nuggets of wisdom and the books that I talked about will be right there. Hey, in order to be successful in business and life and network marketing, you must help others. So Justin and Nicole, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with ML Nation. We're grateful to you. And we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thank you so much again, and God bless you guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Simon. So you're amazing. Thank you for everything that you do and your incredible podcast.
Yeah, and thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to speak at your events and be a part of your movement. You're an amazing man, super inspiring to us. And, thank you for making the impact that you are.
So thank you for the kind words. It's been a joy working and watching you guys grow. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, ML Nation, just a reminder, let's do this together. You know, I believe everyone can earn a part-time income in network marketing, including you. And my mission is to help 1,000 people earn at least $1,000 a month by next year. And I made it easy for you to get help. Just 33 cents a day. You can ask me questions, plug into the group, access to unlimited trainings. Go check it out at purposedrivennetworkers.com. My purpose is to help you get to a part-time income. Again, check it out, purposedrivennetworkers.com. I look forward to seeing you there. Hey, ML Nation, Simon Chan here. We do a quick recap and review of an awesome, awesome show with Justin Phillips and Nicole Dennis. So proud of the growth. I know when we had them on the first show, episode 136, they were rocking already, but now really see them take their business to the next level. They're doing well, but it really comes down to, you know what, a lot of lessons here, right? And these are really mental tricks to keep you going when nothing seems to be going well. Maybe you're in a tough time right now. And know that it is your journey, the person who you're becoming, that is important, right? And never compare yourself to Justin and Nicole. I mean, they did 20-something years of personal development. I think back to, wow, you know, I didn't do personal development until I got started in network marketing, as we probably many of you are, but they were doing personal development for more than 20-something years, right, to help them get going. And by the way, here's another big note. If you're listening to this, we're recording this during this lockdown coronavirus. They were, again, an example. I always share, right now, it's a great, great opportunity to make an impact on people. Over 15-20% of the leaders that I've interviewed on ML Nation got started during the last world financial crisis. And Justin and Nicole were an example of that, right? They got started in 2012, just when it really hit it bad in Australia, and they got started. So there's a lot of opportunity. Justin was a small business owner that was down and out, and saw that network marketing was the way to help them achieve what they want. And Nicole is very successful with project management in the corporate world. So there are lots of Nicks, Justin, Nicks, Nicole. They are out there, okay? Use this time to build relationships. They may not join right now, but use the time to build relationships. And when the timing is right, you could have the next superstars, next power couple like Justin and Cole on there. You know, this show was really about 95% of success is mindset, is attitude. Right? It's 95% of it. It's like, why do some people, they get five rejections, they want to quit, while five, some other people, they bounce back. And you know, Justin talk about it. It's okay to screw up. It's okay to make mistakes. And like I said, every day is like a battle. That's the West. Every day is a battle. I want to win this war, but it's a battle. And I may lose one or two battles, but I'm going to come back and bounce back. Right? I'm going to bounce back. And staying consistent. Right, staying consistent with your emotions as well, and knowing, like Nicole said, this too shall pass. Right, this too shall pass. Having that awareness of your emotions, your negative self-talk, journaling, morning routines, those are all very helpful to keep you on track. And know that we can think, as long as you can think, ML Nation, you can make an impact. You can make a choice, right? You can't control what's happening out there, but you can control how you think and the way you react and what you do. A lot of nuggets here by using the count. My calendar is my boss. I was going to call this show My Calendar is My Boss, but I thought about all the nuggets. It's really about the staying. How do you keep going when things are not working well? But how to bounce back from adversity, especially during this time, right? And Justin had no network, but he goes out there and meets people. Right? Nicole goes out there, meets people on social media, and always asking the question, who you're becoming, right? Make a list of things that bring you joy. Be gratitude, great gratitude, right? It goes a long, long way. Tons of nuggets here. You know, talk about consistency, talk about bam, bam, book a meeting, from a meeting, a lot of the technical, but really the lesson says, if I want, this is one thing I want you to get out of it. It is, how do you bounce back? It's okay to fall off, but quickly, you know, it's how quickly you can bounce back, and this being having awareness of the self-talk, right? Is it going to be negative or is it going to be positive? That's the difference between top leaders and those who struggle. So anyway, you can get all the nuggets and the show notes that Nicole and Justin dropped on MLNation.com. Just head over there and click on the podcast tab. And if this has been helpful, please subscribe, rate and review on iTunes. We really appreciate it. And go out there and make an impact, especially during this tough time. I know some of you are going through tougher times, but hey, it's not about making mistakes. It's not about the tough times. It's about how quickly you can bounce back. And let me know how this episode is helpful. It's one of my favorite ones. So anyway, thanks to Justin Nicole. Now it's over to you. Remember, we're in the profession to help others. So go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless you all.